Welcome to the first episode of the Magic Within podcast. I am Mickey's best pal. My actual name is Geordie, and you might have seen me on TikTok. That's how I'm going to try and get the word out there for this. And I've wanted to start a podcast for a little while. I didn't know who to do it with, and I was stuck for a little bit. So we decided, I guess.
I don't know how we decided.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought, so this is my wife, by the way. Mickey's best pal's wife.
Minnie's best pal.
Yeah, I guess so.
Minnie's best pal. Oh, there's a foot to the screen.
Yeah, get kicked. But your name's Jay, though.
Yeah, Jay Hillman.
Hillman now.
Not Jay Walker anymore.
No, we're married. There you go. It's not really a spoiler, but yeah, so this is my wife. And we're going to do this podcast together. We're going to deep dive into different subjects, different things about Disney, and speak about the magic within these certain little subjects, you know what I mean? Because there's loads to discuss. But this first episode is going to be the magic within us.
Yeah.
Because we thought it would be a good idea for a pilot, I guess you could call it, that we just talk a bit about ourselves so you guys can get to know us a little bit. Hopefully, I'm going to release this in series. We're going to start an Instagram page. We're going to start a YouTube page. That's probably how you're watching it, actually. Probably didn't need to say that.
Hello, YouTube.
I'm waffling. get used to that. I just feel like I need to get some of this, like, boring stuff out of the way, do you know what I mean? And say, yeah, we're going to try and have a couple of guests on, but it is going to be predominantly just us two here. I've got a couple of guests in mind. Familiar faces probably to you guys if you're in the Disney verse of social media and content creators, but fingers crossed, we'll see how we go. If not, you're just going to have to get used to us. So
yeah, and get used to these faces.
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, I guess that's the intro done, really.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? Let me check my notes.
Check the list.
Why we started the podcast.
Okay.
I started it because I wanted content from a TikTok, to be completely honest with you guys. That was the initial reason. I speak on a wrestling podcast, Wrestling Republic, cheap plug. Go and follow them. From speaking on that podcast, I could recycle some of that content and put it onto my own page. And I like the idea of doing it for Disney.
Yeah, and you're so good at doing that with the wrestling.
Thank you. So I appreciate that.
This should be great.
Yeah, hopefully. That's the plan. But obviously, long-form content as well, full episodes. I think maybe a part of the reason as well is to stop talking about Disney to everyone else in the world.
Every conversation.
It always
comes
back
to it, yeah.
So maybe if we have this podcast, it's a little outlet for us to talk about it, and maybe the people in our lives that aren't as interested in Disney don't need to hear about it 24/7.
If they want to, they can just watch the podcast.
Exactly, and they might end up asking us questions about it.
I can't talk about it. You have to watch the podcast.
I think that is the main reason as well. And
yeah.
I like when we talk, I think there's just bits and bobs where I just think it'd be fun to share.
We've said so many times over the years that, like, when we're having a random conversation, it would be great if it was a podcast.
Yeah.
Because we're hilarious.
Yeah. Well. We'll see.
Maybe we just think that.
Maybe we're not. Maybe we'll find out the hard way. But I think the main reason as well is to share things with Disney fans, meet more people with similar interests to us, and just talk about some of the stories that we have, because obviously we got engaged I say obviously. I don't know. Again, it's kind of obvious if you know me in any stretch. But yeah, we got engaged at Disneyland Paris in December 2022. And we had our honeymoon there. No, not there. At Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
This past April / May. And it was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was so good. And I know that a lot of people would love to go on their honeymoon there and maybe thinking about going on their honeymoon there, or maybe just want to know more info about certain things in Orlando, the places that we've visited. Obviously, we can give advice on that,
yeah.
And talk about that a little bit. That's why I think we're going to divide episodes and talk about different things. Some will be films, certain films that we're really passionate about. It might even be Walt himself, certain characters like Mickey, even certain rides or...
Yeah.
The castles, the fireworks shows.
Isn't there?
There's so much, so many different little things that you can kind of touch on and find magic in, I guess. Yeah. Is
magic within.
Yeah, that's the point of it, is that I think that's what makes Disney this whole thing of this kind of beautiful thing that's full of magic.
Yeah.
When you look at it from the outside. I think the reason for that is
sorry.
It's all right. If you look at each individual little bit as well, you can always find magic in the details. So I think that's what we're going to try and explore and maybe try and find some of the things that aren't as obvious.
I got some water.
It's okay. Right, okay, we're back. Are you good?
I'm okay now, okay. Yeah.
There's a little scare.
There's a little bit of dust in there.
Yeah, there is a little bit. It's a
little bit of pixie dust.
It looks nice. It looks nice to you guys, but it's... It's a little bit dusty in this whole room. But right, yeah. So talking about the podcast and this episode, I guess.
Yeah.
So this episode, we are going to be talking about the magic within us. I kind of have already mentioned this, to be fair. I kind of have already said that the first one is going to be about us.
Yeah.
Because we want to you guys to get to know us a little bit before we start diving into the Disney world that we all know. Disney World. So
many nights.
If we talk about the first memories that we have of Disney.
Yeah.
Do you want to start?
I could start.
Okay, yeah, you go.
I was just trying to think then, and I was like, oh, I can't remember, but the first thing that came to my head was like, I used to be obsessed with the Polly Pockets. And I remember I had like, it always comes up on TikTok, like, did you have this toy? And I'm always like, oh my God, I remember all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was like a Snow White house that like opened up. When you open up the Polly Pockets, the thing you open up has a floor and then another floor. And it was like the kitchen and then all the dwarves' beds and stuff and the little Polly Pockets that were this big.
That sounds pretty cool. I see.
Yeah.
That's the interesting thing, isn't it? Because like I never...
It's toys. I remember.
That's nothing like the Polly Pockets.
Yeah.
I never had one of them.
Yeah.
Right. But I guess that's mine.
My first memory with it, I've told you about this, is where I was singing the songs to Snow White and then my mum and dad were watching me and I didn't know through the door. And then I got really shy and embarrassed because I was like, oh my God, you were watching me, because I was proper getting into it. I think I was like 7, to be fair. So it's probably not my earliest one, but it's like the one I can remember.
Yeah.
I can't really remember any earlier than that.
No, I guess...
Off the top of my head.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Yeah.
I think mine is... Well, it's toys, isn't
yeah.
it? I'll
yeah.
show you. A little show and tell for the people watching.
Speaking of dust.
If you're not watching, I will explain. Speaking of dust, this might be the reason why you started coughing.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So this is the...
Looks so sad.
I know. Look happy. This is the Mickey Mouse that I had when I was a baby. And I'm now 30 years old. So he's been
old.
He's been through it, as you can see.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
In the back's a bit knackered. This ear is literally like hanging by a thread is a term that's used like probably out of context, but literally hanging by a thread. And yeah, this is my first memory, I guess, because I remember having him. I carried him around everywhere, like literally everywhere. Like, I know everyone has that teddy when you're a kid. But like I spoke for him. I think my parents thought it was a bit weird, but he was, I couldn't go to the bathroom at night without having Mickey with me because I was scared of the dark, which seems strange now. I'm a big 6'5" man, but obviously we were all kids at one point. And yeah, even to the point I used to have nightmares, and so like it, and that used to happen quite a lot, especially when I didn't have him sleeping with me. So he means a lot to me, this little thing. There's been a couple of close calls. One when I was on holiday and he went down the laundry chute, and my mum and dad asked to explain to the Spanish people that Mickey Mouse was in the washing. I can't imagine that going very well. Obviously, a bit of a language barrier. And there was one time, I told you about this recently, we got a new sofa. So it meant the old one got removed in a van.
Oh, and yeah.
I lost it. I couldn't find him. And I was convinced that he was that he'd gone on the sofa. But he hasn't. He's still here. Yeah, that's my first memory, I guess, because I remember having him before Disney World. That would be my other one.
Oh, my God, yeah. You're so young as well.
I was six when I first went to Orlando. It was the year 2000, and I went with grandparents and my parents and my brother. And I remember a lot of that holiday, which seems strange now because obviously, like, I was just six. It seems strange that I can remember that far back, but I can remember being there. Not everything, obviously, but I can certainly remember being in the villa. I can remember watching Fantasmic sticks out massively.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I remember walking in. If those of watch Fantasmic, you walk in and it's like almost like an amphitheater set out, isn't it? At Hollywood Studios. No, I've not seen it at California, but then they've got these signposts saying like Scar section, Mickey section, and I've just got such a vivid memory of seeing them above me, which is strange. But again, it's probably before that.
Yeah.
Because like movies and stuff. But this was the teddy I had when I was born, so whether I can remember it or not.
Did you get it when you were born?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, I love that.
So whether I can remember it or not,
yeah,
this right here is my physical first memory of Disney, because like it was one of the first things I saw when I opened my eyes for the first time. So there you go. And that's
same
why,
size as him. No, you were a lot bigger, actually.
And that's why I had the same size feet as him, from what I've been told. But that's why he's a big part of my life. He's the old mouse.
Is that exact Mickey as well, isn't it?
Yeah, this one.
Is that the same one?
90s one. I'm going to pop him back down here because he's fragile and he's got to go to bed. So that's, we've both had a different intro into Disney, I guess.
Yeah.
But both through toys.
Yeah.
Merchandise, literally. Baby.
I just had so many Polly Pockets. Like, I had the Beauty and the Beast castle, the Cinderella castle, Snow White, Little Mermaid as well. I literally had all of them.
That takes us on to the next thing as well, to be fair. Nice little segue.
You're welcome.
Is growing up with Disney.
Yeah.
The thing that we said we were going to talk about as well.
Yeah.
Which, again, I guess that's a huge part of it. Obviously, me, I had Mickey Mouse. That teddy, but there was other stuff as well, like obviously went to the parks for the first time when I was six, went again when I was eight, I think, or nine, and then went to Paris twice when I was a teenager. We've been to Paris once together, and we've been to Walt Disney World once together. So we've done our first stint and plenty more on the horizon.
I never went as a kid, did I, to Disney?
No.
Which I don't get how that never happened, because I was obsessed with it.
No, yeah, it's true. But I think, like, my mum and dad, and in fact, we are third generation Disney World honeymooners, because my nana and granddad both went to Disney World and for their honeymoon, and my mum and dad went to Disney World for their honeymoon, and now we went to Disney World for our honeymoon.
Carrying on the legacy.
Yeah, so we're a literal third generation of Disney World honeymooners. So it would make sense that I got taken as a kid, what I'm trying to say there. It's because obviously it was like, it's hereditary. It's in your blood. Yeah, it's been passed
it's
on.
In the Disney blood.
And my nana particularly, I'm sure when we're watching and on this podcast, you will hear me talk about my nana Lynn an awful lot. I'll try and not cry when I do it. But she is like, I don't know. She's like my Disney North Star. She was the reason. Like we watched Peter Pan yesterday,
yeah.
And it reminded me so much of my nana. And I think that's the thing as well that I'll say. Any of you guys that are maybe revisiting Disney now you're an adult, because it happened to us.
Mm.
Go and watch them old films back. And you get this wave of nostalgia,
yeah, so weird.
That is so. And I think everybody,
you forget about scenes, and then you're like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, I think everybody,
I remember this one.
Everyone has like individual films that they watched a lot as well. Yeah. So it doesn't happen with every film, but there will be certain ones, and you'll know the ones that you watched more. For us, I had them on video on VHS.
Yeah, same.
And like Hercules was one that I watched a lot of. Emperor's New Groove. So it's not always the main kind of marquee ones that are like, you know, Beauty and the Beast, Lion King.
Yeah.
Of course, watch plenty of them.
I just had all of them, to be honest, on video.
I don't think I did.
We had like the whole shelf like full of like Disney videos.
I think that's the difference, because I don't think I did. I think a lot of mine, I don't know how often I got bought new Disney videos. Obviously Hercules was new and Mulan, but I remember Snow White, Cinderella, all them ones, they were just passed down from Nana to Mum to me. They're probably somewhere in this house.
Oh my God, we have to find them.
Which I just don't know. But then that brings us into the next little bit, I guess, is Disney as adults. Disney adults.
Even better.
And I touched on it a little bit. I've always been Disney crazy, but sometimes quieter than I am now. Now I don't think you'll find me wearing something not Disney.
You're always at least wearing like two.
I've always got at least
two,
like,
bits of Disney merch.
This
now.
On, which is more subtle. It's just the little brush from Fantasia.
We've just embraced it now, haven't we?
Yeah, because it makes me happy.
Yeah, we don't care anymore.
I don't care, and I think it's...
And it's always, like, it's dopamine dressing.
Yeah.
Because we love it so much, like...
I think it's through finding each other too, probably. Yeah. I don't really care what anyone else thinks apart from you now.
No.
And I know you don't care that I love Disney. So, yeah. In fact, I know that you love the fact that I love Disney.
Yeah.
So... It's like,
this is true.
Okay, cool. Then let me embrace it. It's not just Disney as well. I think you go through that phase with a lot of things. I went through it with wrestling.
Yeah.
Picked it back up as an adult. Maybe things that you thought weren't cool when you were growing up and, you know, stuff like that. It happens to all of us. And I have regrets because of it, because I should have gone on that Disney college program. And there was someone the year below me at college.
I did, but
I'd already left college because the person below me did it. And I wasn't studying at the time. I nearly went and just started a course somewhere so I could just go and do it, because I'd already graduated from performing arts at Kendall. So I couldn't go back. But see, they're the little things, I guess, where it's like, I wish... Maybe growing up, I didn't care as much what people thought, and I just embraced it, because I definitely would have gone. Probably would have been in Epcot as an English person, wouldn't I?
In the pub.
Imp pub. Hello, I'm in pub. I'm going to pull your bind. People would love that. I know that's not what they think we sound like.
No, I feel like if you put a northern accent on, they would be well confused.
Game of Thrones people know what that accent is now. But I bet even if there's an American people watching this, they won't think that we're British in the sense of like, oh, hello, I'm from Britain.
Good day, sir,
and welcome to the Magic Within podcast. So
just imagine you clipping that bit like for Instagram. Good day, sir.
Good day, sir. Good morrow, and welcome to the Magic Within. I feel like that's how the old song.
That's how Wendy speaks on Peter Pan.
She sounds like the Queen.
They are so posh.
Peter.
Michael.
Her darling.
What's this? Oh, Father.
That's how they... Yeah, that's the guys always kind of...
Like it hurts for them to talk.
It's that posh that it hurts. It's like... You know what I mean? Right. That guy on the Dalmatians. On the double. Fire one. Right. I feel like they're either like that or like... Scar, you know, like they've got a kind
evil.
Of evil.
They're always evil. leave all the British people. Yeah.
Even the guy, even the dad in Peter Pan's a nasty pasty.
Yeah, he's not nice.
He says sorry, and he lets Nana back in. Angry. He comes back and he's like, oh, I didn't mean it. But that's not okay.
Poor Nana.
Isn't it, Nana?
We're going off on a tangent now.
That is the impact of Disney. Which brings us on to our next subject.
Oh, how convenient.
The impact of Disney.
The impact of Disney.
Why is Disney so special to you?
Why is it so special?
Yeah.
I think because when I was younger, it was like an escape without me realising at the time. Because I was always like, I got caught, I don't know. Like everyone always says I was always in my own world, but I was always like playing with toys and literally feeling like I was in a Disney movie, like in my head when I was playing. So it was like being able to escape and being like a fantasy land, even if I've never been to a park at that point.
It doesn't matter.
Like, I made a park in my head.
Exactly. No, that's the beauty of it.
Like I'd watch the movies and I would literally I'd have the Polly Pockets or like the Barbies or whatever, and I'd literally recreate it. Which is why I think I wanted all of them.
Yeah.
So just all it would do is recreate the movie.
You'd be missing a character.
Yeah, and so then I can't complete the story.
That is part of it, though, isn't it? It certainly it creates these worlds. And I think what is going back, this is, see, I can be serious too, you know. going back, I think if you look at them original films, they invite you to be part of the world. They open the story, don't they? It's a storybook that they show you it and the page turns and then the camera kind of pans
into it.
And it's like, I know from being married here that you were a big bookworm as a kid.
I literally loved books. Had my head in a book.
So like...
I was just really quiet. So like being able to play with toys and read, I don't have to speak to anyone. I could just play.
And Disney gives
play
you
on my own and like actually have fun on my own.
It's like Disney plays with the, does the playing for you, and you can just sit and watch, you know, on it. So especially them movies. With me, it was probably that a bit.
Yeah.
I think Mickey.
You're tired. Keep going.
What was the question? why is Disney special to me?
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a part of that. There's certainly a part of that.
Yeah.
Mickey in himself.
Yeah, he's your guy.
He is my guy. He helps me. He's so happy.
He helps me.
Yeah, no, it sounds mad. He's a fictional animated mouse, but like
he means so much to you.
He does, and it sounds crazy to put it into words, and it sounds crazy when I say it out loud, but it's a symbol of more than, it's a symbol of happiness and like that everything's going to be all right because like he always has, everything always turns out okay for him at the end of the shorts and like he always gets himself in a pickle, but everything always turns out all right. And I feel like that's a bit representative of me.
Even
and,
if Minnie has to save him.
Yeah, and that's how I can be sometimes, but everything is always going to be all right. And I feel like it's just a reminder of that. But then as you grow older, you get certain things, isn't there, that obviously now we got engaged at Disney and honeymoon, so that's always going to be a huge part of it.
Yeah.
And, like, it means a lot.
It deepens it, like.
Yeah, definitely.
So much more.
And the fact that my Nana Lynn is no longer with us, that I think it helps me feel close to her again. Especially when I'm there, the fireworks, I can't last in the fireworks at all. I will be crying within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I realised that when we went back for the honeymoon, it was like the only place that since losing her that I've genuinely felt like she was around. Like I felt like I could have bumped into her somewhere because like if there's anywhere where she would be, it would be there.
I feel like that when you're in Disney though, like because all the fireworks and the shows, they always talk about people you love. And like my grandparents weren't bothered by Disney at all, but I feel like closer to them when we're there because it makes you think about things.
I think when we're at our happiest when we're at Disney, aren't we?
Yeah.
And I think when you're at your happiest and you're more mindful, I guess, in a sense.
Yeah, and more in the moment and grateful.
Yeah, so when they do things in the fireworks shows and they actually say lines and they bring it up, they make you think about people that you've lost and things like that. And I think that's the beauty of it for me. I think that's why it's so special. And right now, the world can be a nasty place, but like not when you watch a Disney film. Like not when everything always turns out okay in the end. They always live happily ever after.
There's always a happy ending.
Yeah, there's always a happy ending, and you need that in life. I think. I think when you lose that, I think a lot of people when you grow up and you're growing to be an adult, you're guilty of losing something that lets you be a kid again. That kind of innocence and that kind of just letting your mind go and letting your imagination run free. And I feel like when we're at the parks, especially together, I just get that feeling again. A feeling that I thought I'd lost. I just thought it goes
because if you grow up and
you become an adult, but it's
we turn back into the Neverland, Lost Boys.
Yeah, that is literally it. And
it's amazing.
I was, in fact, Peter Pan once upon a time in a school production. So again, I feel like they've got a little bit of a connection there. I think a lot of my friends and
your
family.
Your whole life, like Disney, runs through it.
Yeah,
like it's crazy.
Yeah, there's a vein.
Yeah.
Of Disney,
and it's Walt.
Throughout my timeline. So that's why it's so special to me. What's your favorite Disney things?
Things like merchandise.
I'll give you.
I feel like I need to narrow.
I'll give you some subjects, and you tell me what your favorite one of that thing is, right? So, movie. What's your favorite Disney movie?
Hercules was the one that came to my head straight away because it's epic.
What is your favorite Disney character? Who is your favorite Disney character? Or what?
I don't know. I want to say Meg. Although I'm really into Ariel at the minute.
Since
the live action.
I should have said my favourite film, but mine's Hercules too, I think.
Is it,
I think so, yeah. Aladdin, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Aladdin is a close one. I just think... Again, because of you and Greece and stuff like that, because we go to Greece often because you always went to Greece.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe that as well. And you walk down the aisle to go the distance when we got married. So I feel like this is what I mean, as you grow up, certain things deepen your connections to different aspects of it. I think, Hercules probably is.
And you love different ones for different reasons.
Shout out for Emperor's New Groove, though. Big shout out for Emperor's New Groove.
So good. So underrated.
Emperor's New Groove fan club over here.
Yeah.
But not the goat, not the goat. Who's your favourite character? Mine's Mickey, by the way. I might as well say it, but I think it's been quite clear so far in the podcast that is the case.
I think Ariel might be, but...
Ariel?
Like, if we would say princesses, but I don't know. It comes in waves. This year, it's Ariel.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I just love meeting her.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
And the new movie, so there we go.
What's your favourite Disney park? Not like Disney World, like park.
Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
It's just so cool.
I think, right.
Like, why is it so cool?
This is a mad one. I think there's some people out there, and you might be them people, I'm looking directly down the camera at you, they don't rate Hollywood Studios. They think that it's not like a full day job. They think that it's not that good.
I don't want to know everyone's reasons why.
Yeah, see, this is why I want guests.
Because I know ours is that, but I want to know why Animal Kingdom is someone else's.
This is why I want guests, because I want to speak to someone that I don't know if their Hollywood Studios is their top and, like, they have some issues with Hollywood Studios. In fact, I think JVTV, and I want to get him on. I'm calling you out, Josh. tell me why Hollywood Studios isn't the best, because I think it is.
It's so good.
And when they had Monsters Inc. land as well. All the shows. You can definitely
There's so many shows there.
There's two nighttime shows.
Yeah.
Where else is the two?
And the shows like Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Frozen.
Yeah.
Like all that.
There's no parades. Give them that.
Oh, yeah.
But there's two nighttime shows. How many other parks have two nighttime shows? I don't think there's any. Even Magic Kingdom only has one. Unless it's after hours.
Unless Halloween.
But like, Halloween. Like, yeah. I don't, like... As standard, there's two. There's the one at the Chinese Theatre, and then there's Fantasmic, which is the best show in the world.
And will not be disputed.
I'm not even going to take into consideration, like, no, I am taking into consideration Broadway, West End, everything, There's nothing, there's no show in the world that's better than Fantasmic. And if you say that there is, you're wrong, unequivocally wrong. And we can have a if you want to have an argument about which is better, California or Disney World, we can have an argument about that. But we have to agree that Fantasmic is the best show. And I'll just say, where's your dragon at? You know, Disneyland, where's your dragon at? They don't have a dragon anymore.
What do they have then?
A small castle and nothing else. No, I'm joking. I'm not being like I shouldn't say that. I do want to go. I don't want to start tribalism. So your park, Hollywood, my park, both yeah. same favourites.
Yeah.
You want to give any a shout out?
I do really like Animal Kingdom. Well, yeah. Magic Kingdom's awesome, but Animal Kingdom was just like I didn't have any expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I like was going in blind and it was amazing.
Animal Kingdom is great. Pandora at night is great. Pandora.
Yeah.
We've got another PSA.
Yeah.
If you want to see Pandora at night, it is possible.
Yeah.
Don't think it's not possible. You just have to go in with a plan of attack. I don't know how many prongs the attack has. Just bear with me. You've got book at a time of year where it goes dark earlier. That's obvious. If you've not booked your trip yet, and it is going to be a deal breaker for you. You're a massive Avatar fan. Book at a time of year where it goes dark earlier so that you've got more chance of seeing it. The other ways to do it, get in one of the queues. If Navi River Journey or Flight of Passage has a huge queue, just as parks close, and they'll let you get in the queue at 6 o'clock. Probably take you an hour to get through if it's a busy day. By the time you've been on the ride, get out, it might be darker and you're already in Pandora.
That's a good idea.
That's one way to do it. The way that we did it is go to Tiffin's or go to... What the
Tuskers?
Tusker House. Tiffin's is a different one.
I've heard of Tiffin's.
No, yeah, Tiffin's is one.
I was like, don't you mean Tuskers?
No, no. There might be another one. And get a table service meal as late as you can.
So nice there as well.
I think it's shut at 7. No. 7, yeah. We got it at 6:55.
Oh, yeah, and then you can stay for and we stayed for 2 hours, can't
we? Yeah, they stayed for 2 hours, but I think we just stayed for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Because the sun set at about 8 o'clock and last light was 8:30. So we managed to get through that way. So there's ways to do it.
It was incredible.
It is incredible.
It's like you're actually in the movie. 100%
is worth it. I've also been told that if you just wander around the park, they don't kick you out. Just kind of make yourself look busy in a sense, get some quick service food, sit down, have some food, have a drink.
We had to go round a little rope though.
Yeah.
We did.
If anyone asked, that was just to get.
I don't think they'd cut it off. I think they were just like, it was like they'd added like a partition at some point during the day. And there's people still in there.
But you can do it. And the cast members will help you because we just said to the person when we went into Tusker House.
Yeah. And they said, yeah.
I want to stay in as late as possible because I want to see Pandora in the dark. And they were like, cool. And they bared that in mind. Obviously, they just cleaned up around us. And I said to them, because I've worked in hospitality, long days, and I said, if you want to go and we're the last people you want to kick us out, please just kick us out. It's fine. They were great.
We got free champagne.
The chef awesome. Came out and spoke to us.
He was lovely. So cool. From Chile.
Yeah. And then we saw four characters, right? In there.
Yeah.
No Minnie.
No.
Donald, Daisy, Goofy.
Yeah.
And the big man.
Yeah.
We got in an argument about who loves each other more.
Yeah, they're on your... they on your Instagram?
They're on my TikTok and Instagram, but cut to that. I'm back. sorry about that, everyone. We had a bit of technical difficulties. We're new to this and the camera died.
Very quickly.
But, yeah, it's all right. It happens. We're back. Touching on Disney community and what that means... for us, as to us, whatever you say. But
are you part of a Disney community?
I feel like I am now, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, that's what I was going to touch on for you, because you said it's more my area because of social media, which I get, and it is, and there's people that I've met.
You're creating your own.
On social media as well already, that it's just nice to have that kind of community, where you know everybody loves Disney. And like literally my TikTok and Instagram is just filled with Disney
adults.
Yeah. Mickey's best pal. If you've not already followed, go and follow. Because it's true as well. I am his best pal. And anyone wants to question that, fisticuffs.
He won't deny it either, will he?
No physical violence. No, he won't deny it, honestly. He'll be like, oh, that guy from Dalton is my best pal. Ah, there it is. Moving on. No, what I was going to say about you is the way that you feel in the parks.
Yeah.
You feel, I think that when we were at the parks together and when we are at the parks together, I see the most positive and confident version of you that I've ever seen. Even if it's so just cute. Little things like going up and like complimenting someone on their outfit.
Yeah.
And I feel like actually since coming back from Disneyland, I've seen you do that more often.
Mm.
But it was like you felt comfortable to do that at Disney. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think part of it is because people were doing that to you. They were doing it to us, to me. For my Lightning McQueen Crocs, honestly, felt like what it must feel like when you go out and you have a nice handbag or you have like something really new. Because like guys, we don't really compliment each other on the clothes as much.
I guess your friends would, but like strangers wouldn't really come up to you.
We do
as much.
Yeah, we do, and we don't really. Like it's not like you know, go up to a guy on a night out on a night out and be like, oh, you look class. Like you look really cool. Where's your shirt from? But like, well,
Disney,
everyone wanted them. They'd
be asking about the Crocs.
I was ka-chowing around.
Ka-chow.
And everyone was like, where'd you get your Crocs? I was like, Crocs. No, StockX. Had to buy them twice because I bought a size too small. That's a bit of advice for
which
anybody.
You refuse to throw, to give away.
Yeah, no, they're downstairs. I'm not selling them. If we get to 1 million subscribers, I'll give them away. How's that, right?
That's how many it takes.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, I want to get to 1 million subscribers before I give them away because I feel like I'll get old and my feet will shrink. And then they'll fit.
Maybe they probably will. Yeah,
right?
Good thinking.
I'll just start
when you're 80.
I just start stretching them out now. They're a bit more tight fitting than normal Crocs, so
they're a bit of a weird shape.
From Disney community to Croc,
because we're now part of a Croc community because we didn't have Crocs until we got Disney ones. We got new ones on the way.
Yeah, we do. It's a community.
Back to the question.
It is important. No, of course it is. It's nice and it's expanding. The more people I meet, the more people that like-minded and enjoy Disney, it's great. And I hope to get a couple on this podcast.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And some of them, like, it sounds mad that, like, they inspire you because maybe then they don't think that they're in this position where they're inspiring people. But people, like, I know I called them out before, but JVTV probably wouldn't have started picking up a camera if it wasn't for watching him. And that is genuinely the truth. I didn't know if there was an avenue for me into it. But seeing him do it, it kind of gave me inspiration. So that Gerandel,
just seeing a guy do it, I guess.
Yeah, massively. And like I say, the way that he does his content isn't all pixie dust and sparkles. And to be honest, mine is a little bit. It's like, He's finding that balance, and that's why I like him. But yeah, Gerandel as well, he's super positive.
Yeah.
So there's bigger creators like that. But like I said, the guy that this dad does Disney on TikTok, who I did a podcast with, it was great to meet him. I wouldn't have met him if I hadn't started my channel. So there's a lot, and like I say, it's ever expanding. I'm meeting people that I'm organizing trips for them. As a travel agent and things like that. So it's great. And the more people I meet, it makes me happy to talk about it.
Yeah.
So the more people I have around me to talk about it and to not feel like I'm repeating myself to the same person.
The more comfortable you feel because you're like, you love it.
Yeah.
So I can say anything about it and you're going to like continue the conversation. And
we hope genuinely that we grow one within this podcast and that you guys start to be able to write in, tell us your stories about your favourite parks and your favourite moments, funniest moments, and you know what I mean? So that it's definitely important now, going forward, then, now, forever, together. I like WWE.
I wonder how many references you're going to do.
I don't know. You can't see them coming. Right. This is a recurring segment that we're going to try and do. It's called the magic moment. So within every section, it's like something significant that is. So for example, if we were to do Cars as the film, as the deep dive of the episode, pick that magic moment from Cars, which is the best moment for you, you know?
Yeah.
It's quite hard because it's vast. So what I'll say right now is like, what is your favorite Disney moment, I guess? What is
in a movie or in my life?
In your life, I think. Oh, you can do both if you want.
I think I'm just thinking, like, in terms of my life and recent things, is when we saw the Magic Kingdom castle.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, first time in Florida for me. Totes of mush.
I proposed in front of the castle and she didn't say that.
I was going to say, but I thought we were going to talk about that in another one.
I was going to say, don't say that as well, because it's like, it's almost too obvious, isn't it?
Yeah. I know, that was my first one, and I was like, no, shush.
I was just being funny.
I really liked walking in front of this castle and crying.
Yeah, you did cry.
It was amazing.
You did cry.
Totes of mush.
That did happen. No, yeah, that's cute. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Mine's tough. I don't know. It could be something from when I was a kid. It could be something with Nana.
What's the one that comes like to the top of your head?
Getting engaged.
But
it's almost like that's getting engaged is such a big thing.
It's a core
like,
memory.
It's a big life moment. It's not just a big
one. One of the balls on Inside Out.
It's not just a big Disney moment. It's a big life moment. So I'm trying. Yeah. I feel like I'm trying to think of nothing. It hits that stature. But I guess. Do you know what? No, this is cute actually. At the end of our holiday, honeymoon. At the end of our honeymoon, we sat down.
Oh yeah,
at Hollywood Studios, and we both had a Mickey pretzel, and we agreed that no matter how, no way, nothing was gonna stop us. Nothing can stop us now. Nothing was gonna stop us from getting back there and sitting back on them same two seats in Hollywood Studios
with a pretzel,
and we're gonna sit there
and a Powerade.
Like, we did it. We made it back, and just having that moment to kind of, it was. Kind of be mindful of the whole 14-day honeymoon that we just experienced. We were flying home later that day, and it was just like kind of taking it all in and trying not to be sad about going home.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to just to be grateful about the experience that we'd
so
had.
Amazing.
And just make it our goal and our aim to make sure that we can come back, and we are. Mm. So
it was so hot that day.
Oh, it was damn hot.
It was so hot. It was amazing.
It was too hot.
And the pretzels was really salty.
I don't know, taste it in my mouth. Why do I want a pretzel?
They're so salty.
Why do I
make me feel a bit sick, but in a good way.
Why, when I'm so thirsty, do I want a pretzel?
There's some science behind that.
There must be.
I don't know what it is.
Salt's good for you though, right? When you're hot, no?
Because you're losing electrolytes because you've been sweating. So you need the salt. Sodium.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, okay, that works.
Yeah.
We'll go with that. What about the cheese sauce? That's just tasty.
That's just pure calories.
Can't even dry. Well, that would be rough. You'd be parched by halfway through.
I eat mine dry. I don't dip mine.
You know, dip.
Yeah, and I have lots of fluid.
You know, get some of that.
I'm always like chugging on the water or the Powerade.
Water. Some of that free tinny water. You know, fancy some of that. Ugh. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're
anyway,
we're
going on a tangent.
I didn't know you were a no dipper with your pretzel.
I always do like one dip, and I'm like, it's just a bit weird. I'm not a fan of like
fake cheese.
Yeah,
it's like natural sauce, though, right?
Yeah, but you kind of make that fresher when you do it.
I do,
but when it's in a pot, it's very like feels very machine made.
No, yeah, fair enough. It's not properly hot either.
No.
I'll give you that. I'm still a dipper all day. Let us know in the comments. Are you a dipper? Are you a dipper? Do you dip churros?
Or do you go in dry?
Easy now. Listen, churros.
Churro, you go dip a churro.
So you dip your churro?
Yeah, if that's the chocolate sauce.
Yeah. So no cheesy sauce, but you're okay with the fake.
Cheesy with a churro.
No, I know, of course. But what I'm saying is you're okay with the fake chocolate sauce, but you're not okay with the fake cheese sauce.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Sugar.
Sugar, yeah, true. I mean, a lot of chocolate's fake, right?
Yeah, like...
It's not real chocolate, yeah. Fair game. What were we on about?
Memorable moments.
Magic moments, yeah. What was mine? Hollywood Studios with the pretzel. All right, yeah, the quote of the day. Disney quote of the day. Ka-chow.
Is it?
No. I think it was, if you can dream it, you can do it. Because... That's what we're doing really here. Mm. Like, we want to start this journey, build a Disney community, move to Orlando, live in the castle. no, you know, but I would love for us to be able to make
live in Toonton
Disney and things orientated around Disney into incorporate it to make it our vocation and make it our job.
That would be incredible.
That would be a dream for us. So that's, if we can dream it, we can do it. This is the first step towards it.
Yeah.
So what's the other one about impossibleness? it's kind of fun to do the impossible.
Yeah.
So there you go. Not that a podcast is impossible. Anyone can do it.
Do you want to hear mine?
Yeah.
So mine's a similar vibe. It's a bit silly. The Peter Pan when he goes, and here we go.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like the first one, off we go.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That's
the
nice.
Only way is up.
Only way is up.
Here we go.
I like that. Yeah, that's
cute. It's
cute. Mine is.
Why?
Codfish.
Oh, yeah.
Great points, well made all around. I guess that's it really, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess this should probably wrap it up.
Do you have an outro?
Yeah, play the outro. No, we don't have one. But we can... No, there's no point in recapping. But we can look ahead. Don't look backwards. It's in the past.
Stay tuned for another episode.
This is the pilot. Obviously, this is more about us going forward. It'll be more about different subjects. If there's any particular one as well that you want us to talk about, send us a DM. Follow Mickey's Best... Blah, 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 blah. Let's try that. Blah, blah, blah. Follow Mickey's Best Pal on TikTok and Instagram. And I think we're going to release this on YouTube under The Magic Within and Instagram as well, The Magic Within Podcast.
Yeah.
That was a lot. I appreciate that. I will put all the links down in the description below so it's much easier to click.
Yeah.
But yeah, follow the journey. It's been fun. I don't know what the next subject is.
Just a surprise. Surprise.
Yeah, I guess we end it on a cliffhanger.
We end it on this. Oh.
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 I wonder if it
can even pick the light or the sound or we're just doing this.
It definitely won't be picking up the light. No, yeah, thanks for watching, guys. Please subscribe to the channel. Follow all the links below. Mickey's Best Pal, The Magic Within Podcast. It's been great. I don't know what the next subject is yet, but as soon as I do, I will post it on them channels I just mentioned.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it from us. You guys, as always, have a magical day.
Have a magical day now.